Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Coming to you from Classic City,
the capital of the Bulldog Nation.
It's time for another edition of the podcast designed for the most diehard Georgia fans in the country.
Here are your hosts,
Tyler and Charlie.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Glory UGA podcast, brought to you by our great friends at MyBookie. And here we are, guys, in the penultimate edition of our 2023 Picks of the Week. This is Bowl Picks Part 1, and we've done the research, we put the time into this, we've tracked all the opt-outs, and we're going to do our very best to give you guys as many winners as we possibly can. We've done all the heavy lifting. All you have to do is listen to the podcast, of course, and then go to mybookie.ag, sign up for a brand new account, use our code UGA while you still can. You got a couple of weeks, guys. Use that code while you can to get a 50% bonus on that first deposit. So you can go ahead and start getting after it and get in on the action this bowl season. Again, that's mybookie.ag. Use our promo code UGA. All right, guys, I am your host, Tyler, and yes, we are getting away from the Dylan Raiola drama for at least one day here on this podcast, because today we do have the first part of our two-part bowl picks spectacular. We're going to talk about every single game. We're going to pick every single game, a lot like we did with the championship week. We're not going to put every game on our card, but we'll give you our leanings, our pick for each game, and then we will tell you which ones are actually going on the card, the ones we're actually going to bet on. Now, I'm a weirdo. I bet on every single game in bowl season just because I want to have fun. It's the last bit of football we have for a long time. Now, of course, when you do that, you have to bet responsibly. You can't go crazy. You just put a little small bet here and there on every single game. At least that's how I approach it. It's just fun. Have a little something on these games that you otherwise would not watch. It makes the holiday season a little bit more fun. But let's be real, guys. The first couple weeks of the bowl season, it's college football. I love college football, and I will watch every one of these games because we only have so much of it left. But a lot of these games are not premier matchups. These are not top-level programs. This is not the cream of the crop, but we're going to talk about them. We're going to go through some of them we're not going to spend all that much time on because I know you guys don't care. As we get further into bowl season, there are some games, Power 5 opponents, where we'll actually dig into them a little bit more, but we're going to go through each one of them. Now, Charlie, how do you feel about betting on bowl games in general?
Not great, especially in the transfer portal era.
It makes it very complicated. That's why, again, always bet responsibly, but especially in bowl season, bet responsibly because It's all about vibes. Who wants to be there? Who doesn't want to be there? Who's disappointed? All of those things matter. Who's opted out? Whose coach has left? All those things matter. And we've done our best. We've done the research, guys. We've tried to go track all that stuff for you because I know there's a lot of moving parts this time of the year. So we've tried to find who's playing, who's not playing. But it does make it difficult. So just putting that out there, betting on bowl games is almost an impossible proposition, but it's still a fun proposition. So that's why at least I do it. And we want to give you some winners here. So that's what we're going to do today. Charlie, we're going to go through every game, right? That's the plan. Is that what we're doing, right? Every single game?
Yes.
Okay. Now, these games, Charlie, are you excited? Like, when do you get excited about bowl season?
New Year's Six playoffs.
That's it?
I mean,
You're not like even the Citrus Bowl, like New Year's Day on is all you really care about.
Well, I mean, they're just the ones closer to New Year's for sure. Like these first rounds, they're also on. Like,
wait, you mean you don't care about the famous Toastery Bowl?
Yeah, we'll talk about
The Gasparilla Bowl? All right, quick question, Charlie. Where is the famous Toastery Bowl played?
I'm going to say like Alabama.
Oh, just Alabama?
Mississippi.
Okay, one of those states.
Some place that would have toast?
See, I'm thinking like toaster strudel. That's what I'm thinking. Well, I could be very wrong there.
I don't know.
All right, let's do this. So for each of these games, because you guys can play along with this. We'll have some fun with this. So Charlie, for each of these games, why don't we do this thing where you guess where the game is played?
I would hope
you know where the Myrtle Beach Bowl is played. Well, I would hope you know that.
These are like the, you know, less significant bowl
That's
games
a very nice way to put it.
Don't really get as much advertisement. And also some of these games are on like when I have to work. Like that, you know.
That's what DVR is for, Charlie.
Well, right. But there are so many, you've got to prioritize.
Yeah, but during the week there's not that many. I guess when it gets close to Christmas and then right after Christmas there's more. But yeah, okay, fair enough. All right, well, we got a lot to get through. There's a ton of them. We're going all the way from this weekend, the 16th is when the bowl games actually kick off, this Saturday. We're going to go all the way through the 27th, and then when we come back after Christmas with part two of our bowl picks, that's when we'll get into all the better games, the better matchups everyone is obviously more interested in. But hey, these are football games, and we're going to talk about them. All right, Charlie, so where are we starting?
All right, we're starting with the first bowl, which is the Myrtle Beach Bowl. It is in...
I would assume you know it's Myrtle Beach,
Myrtle
right?
Beach,
you're
South
a smart
Carolina.
Person. There we go.
This matchup has Georgia Southern and Ohio playing. Georgia Southern is favored by 3 in this game, and the point total is 49. Do you have any takes on this game?
Yeah, I do have at least one play. I might consider a second play. I am going to take the Eagles. Give me Georgia Southern minus 3. All things being equal, if this game was played in the regular season, I would probably take Ohio. However, this is bowl season. It's a very different, it's a totally different world. It really is. And Ohio has a ton of guys opting out. It's not just like reserve guys. Like, we're going to have guys opting out. Or guys, like, when I say opt out, I mean, there's sure NFL, but also just transfer portal. With Ohio, it's not a lot of guys going to the NFL. It's a lot of guys entering the transfer portal, which means they're not going to play in this game. So with Ohio, I mean, Curtis Rourke, their quarterback, who's a really good player, a really good MAC quarterback, he is transferring. Their top two running backs are transferring. They're down two of their top three wide receivers, including their leading receiver, Miles Cross. And I had a preseason win total bet on Ohio, so I did watch a fair amount of them this year. They're a good, solid football team. I thought they had a shot to maybe win the MAC, but they dropped some games they probably shouldn't have dropped. But with all those guys out, I mean, give me Georgia Southern. Now, Georgia Southern, the issue with Southern is they cannot stop air. They can't stop anything. But with all those guys missing on offense for Ohio, I just don't know if the Bobcats are going to be able to do anything to really challenge Southern's terrible defense. And Southern can score. Davis Brin, as coming over as a transfer, has done a really, really good job coming over from Tulsa. I mean, he'll throw some picks. But, I mean, hey, Clay Helton's done a nice job at Georgia Southern. Their offense is immediately ticked up once he got there. I mean, it's the antithesis of what you think of Georgia Southern. They just throw the football all over the place. It's not the old school option offense anymore. So I like the Eagles in this game. Give me Georgia Southern minus 3. I want to take the under because I don't think Ohio's going to score. Even though Southern's defense is terrible, I mean, Ohio's missing so many pieces of that offense, like critical pieces of that offense. But Southern can score, and their defense is just really, really bad. So I'm going to stay away from the point total. So yeah, just let's go with the Eagles minus 3.
All right, next up we have the Cure Bowl, also on Saturday. This matchup has Appalachian State and Miami of Ohio, so this is another Sun Belt and MAC matchup. Appalachian State lost to Troy by 4 touchdowns in the Sun Belt title game, and Miami of Ohio defeated Toledo to win the MAC. Appalachian State is still favored here by 7, and the point total is 44.5.
Where is the Cure Bowl, Charlie? What is your guess?
I'm going to say Orlando.
Did you know that?
I just know that there are a lot of bowls in Orlando, and it's the concrete
jungle.
Did
you know that ahead of time?
No, I did not. I just took a
you gaslighting
very good
me here?
Educated guess.
That was an excellent educated guess. It is actually in Orlando. Charlie is
ding,
one
ding,
for
ding,
one.
Ding.
One for
I
one.
I get 1 point.
Let's go.
Yes.
So, wow, I did not think you'd get that.
Yeah, this is going to be my first play of the weekend or the first round of bowl games that we're picking. I'm going to take Miami of Ohio plus 7 here. Miami, as I just said, defeated Toledo to win the MAC. And, whoo, Appalachian State.
They've been hot and cold all year. It's like they're a Jekyll and Hyde team. I don't really know what to think of them on a week-to-week basis because they're good sometimes and they're just flat out terrible sometimes. They did pick it up late in the season and get to the Sun Belt title game where, as Charlie said, they just got wiped out by Troy. But there's no shame in that. Troy is a really good football team, an incredibly strong defense. And Appalachian State just doesn't play defense. They can score, but they don't play defense. This is an interesting game. I'm not putting this one on my card. By the way, I don't know if I made that clear. Georgia Southern is going on my card. Did you get that, Charlie? Georgia Southern on the card?
Yes, minus
okay.
three.
I just didn't know if I specified. That was my bad. All right, so I'm not putting this on my card, but I'm going to give you guys a pick here. I am going to go. So, Charlie, you went with Miami of Ohio. I'm actually with you on this. If I had to make a pick on this, I would go Miami plus 7. Appalachian State, again, they're Jekyll and Hyde. They're too inconsistent. I can't trust them. Miami riding that momentum coming off that upset win over Toledo in the MAC title game. I like what they had to bring to the table here, like the Red Hawks in this game. So give me the Red Hawks. I don't know if they'll win the game, but if you're going to give me 7, yeah, I'll take that. But again, not putting that on the card.
All right. Then we have the New Mexico Bowl.
Where is the New Mexico Bowl, play, Charlie?
I'm going to guess New Mexico. Is it in Albuquerque? It
I actually don't know
that.
Or is
it in some other obscure city?
Well, what other cities do you know?
I don't know.
It is played in Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. All right. I'm 2 for 2.
I figured that or,
Two for two. Okay.
Well, Charlie's feeling it today.
This has New Mexico State playing Fresno State. New Mexico State is favored by 4. I might have to take New Mexico State in this one against the Fresno State Bulldogs, right? Bulldogs?
They are the Bulldogs. Right. They are the Bulldogs. All right, yeah, I'm also taking New Mexico State minus 4. I mean, I talked about it a couple weeks ago. I mean, I like this New Mexico State football team. I'm not saying it's like the greatest team ever. I really like what Jerry Kill. I mean, guys, New Mexico State's program was basically dead when Jerry Kill came in. His career was dead. Because remember, he was a coach at Minnesota, and then he had like 7 seizures, and basically didn't really get fired, but was like, hey, man, you can't have this job anymore. So I guess, I don't know, like told to move on, essentially. And, you know, I didn't think this guy would ever coach again, but he has. He's gotten his seizures under control, and he went to Mexico State and completely turned this program around. Got a tattoo last year as they won the bowl game. It's a massive tattoo. Also, like, he made a bet with his team or a deal with them. Hey, if we make the bowl game, we win the bowl game, I get a tattoo. And they did that. And, like, not only was he true to his word, like, he got a massive tattoo on his arm. It's pretty awesome. And here they are yet again, back another bowl game. They're trying to go for a 10-win season this time. Diego Pavia is really a fun quarterback to watch. They have some issues on defense at times. Offensively, though, they're a fun team to watch. Fresno was good early in the year. They really faded down the stretch. Mikey Keene's the quarterback. He was a transfer from UCF. And he was good for most of the year, but the back half, like, they just kind of fell apart. And in this game, Jeff Tedford, their head coach, he's not going to be coaching. He's actually taking an indefinite leave of absence because he's dealing with some health issues. So you don't know how that affects the team. And that's a lot of teams are dealing with things like that. But that's an interesting scenario. It's not a coach leaving. It's a coach saying, hey, I'm not healthy enough to coach you. So that kind of puts some uncertainty in here. And I just think, again, like when you're talking about bowls, it's vibes plays, man. Like that's I make so many vibes plays when it comes to bowl season. And that's typically does not lead me in the wrong direction. So this is one of those for me. It's in New Mexico. They're going to certainly have a partisan crowd there. So give me the Aggies, Mexico State minus 4. And Charlie, put that one on the card.
All right. Also, Saturday, we have 2 more on Saturday. We have the LA Bowl presented by Gronk.
Do you know what or who Gronk is?
Isn't that an NFL player?
Yes, former NFL player. Way to go, Charlie.
Gronkowski or something
yes.
like
what
that?
What position did he play?
Tight end.
Wow.
Tom Brady, Patriots.
Charlie, the NFL expert
then
over here.
Then went to the Bucks.
Whoa. I thought you'd ever watch the NFL.
Well, I listened to some podcasts, and they're, like, obsessed with Tom Brady, so...
Okay, fair enough.
I kind of had...
Gronk's hilarious, yes.
Yeah. So, anyways, this bowl has UCLA playing Boise. UCLA is going to keep Chip Kelly after all. Boise fired their coach and promoted... the interim was Spencer Danielson, who somehow turned it around, rallied the troops. I mean, talk about rallying the troops. Won the Mountain West.
Yeah, not just got to the Mountain West title game, which they were dead in the water, but won it.
Won it. And then he was rewarded. He is promoted to head coach. So, UCLA, I think I'm not putting this on my card, but, you know, if Boise has rallied around Spencer Danielson, won the Mountain West. I'd say, you know, they're gonna put up a fight.
Yeah.
I'm not putting it on my card.
That's reasonable.
And the point total is at 48.5, and UCLA is favored only by 4. So, yeah. Are you
reasonable.
Putting this on your card? What's your
take? I am. Before I give you my take on this one, where is the LA Bowl play, Charlie? Your favorite
stadium.
City. You can't miss this.
Yeah, LA.
Your favorite stadium.
But it's not, it's like out, where was the national championship last year? I forgot.
It's in the Rams Stadium.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
SoFi
but I forgot
stadium.
What it's called. SoFi,
SoFi
Stadium.
Yeah.
What actual city is that in? It's not LA, is it?
I mean, technically, well, it's the suburbs. So, I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not like downtown LA.
No, it's not downtown LA.
Right.
There's nothing there. It's like
right.
a shopping mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
Not great.
Not
exactly.
great. Not great is the definition of what that stadium is. Well, the stadium is nice. Where it's located is a freaking joke. But I guess you got to find land somewhere. Anyway, I am actually going to go on the opposite side of this, Charlie. I'm going to put it on my card. Give me UCLA -4. I'm actually going to... I'm going against my vibes play principle on this one. Because Boise would seem to be the vibes play in this game. Because as Charlie laid out... They've promoted their interim coach. They finished the season incredibly strong. He really could not have finished the season much stronger. But there are some opt-outs here, guys. And that's why I'm going to go against my own vibes play principle here. Talen Green, their quarterback, he's transferring. He's in the portal. CJ Tiller is making his first career start for Boise against a UCLA defense that's ranked inside the top 11 nationally. Been one of the best defenses all season long. Now, Latu, their best pass rusher, who's like second or third in the country in sacks. He had 13 sacks this year. He's going to be a first-round draft pick in a couple of months. He's not playing in this game, but they still have good players all throughout that defense. They've been really good all season. So if you factor in Boise without the starting quarterback, now the quarterback making his first career start against a defense that's been really good all year, even if it is missing his best player, I think Boise's going to have a hard time scoring. They're going to be very one-dimensional trying to run the football. So give me UCLA -4 in the LA Bowl.
Okay, one more game on Saturday. It's the Independence Bowl.
Where is the Independence Bowl play, Charlie?
Somewhere in Texas.
No, actually, this is probably your second favorite city in America.
My second favorite city in America.
Oh, this is the
Jacksonville?
No. This is in good old Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember.
Remember we played
that.
In that bowl all those years ago?
Yeah.
Yep.
Shreveport is going to be hosting
what a town.
Texas Tech in Cal on Saturday. The point total is 57.5. Texas Tech is favored by 4 in this one. I'm going to take Texas Tech in this one. Any stats on this game?
This is two teams that are pretty similar. They're good offensively. Good, not great, but good-ish offensively. But terrible on defense. They just can't stop anybody. So I don't know, man. Like if I had to put something on this game, which I will, I would probably lean on the over 57.5. It's just two bad defenses. But this one, there's just so many opt-outs on both sides. I will say Taj Brooks, which is Texas Tech's top running back, one of the best running backs in the country. He did declare that he's coming back. Like everyone thought he was going to leave. He was going to declare for the NFL draft. No, he announced he's coming back, which maybe that could be a shot in the arm for Texas Tech in this game. So if I had to pick, I mean, I would go with the over 57.5. If I had to pick a side, I would go Texas Tech -4, but I'm certainly not putting that on my card because, again, two very similar teams, opt-out factor here. What is the motivation factor for either team? I would say Texas Tech, it's a closer trip for them. It's a cross-country trip for Cal. And how excited are your players to make a cross-country trip to Shreveport, Louisiana? I don't know. Probably not all that excited. So give me Texas Tech, but just not on the card. All right. So that's the end of Saturday, right?
Correct.
You want to do a quick break?
Awesome.
Let's do it. All right. My bookie guys, this is it. This is your last chance. You've got basically 3 weeks here to bet on college football. So if you haven't already, if you've been on the fence, there's no more sitting on the fence. You got to jump off and you got to sign up for a brand new account at MyBookie today. Take advantage of these picks and also take advantage of our promo deal while you still can. That code is UGA. Just go to MyBookie.ag, use our code UGA, and you'll get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. You can go ahead and make some cash. You can take that cash out and do what you want with it, or just keep it in there for next football season so you can hit the ground running when we get to the 2024 season. We're going to have it's going to be a hell of a ride in 2024 with that schedule. So jump on it while you can, guys. I mean, it's almost gone. So again, mybookie.ag, use our code UGA so you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, and then we have one bowl game on Monday, because who doesn't love football?
Yeah, I think it's like
Monday
at like 2. It's like a random time on Monday.
My point exactly. That would be the famous Toastery Bowl.
All right, Charlie, where is the famous Toastery Bowl played?
I'm going to guess like Alabama, Mississippi.
No. You get one pick.
I'm just thinking Louisiana. I'm going to go Toastery Bowl. Jacksonville?
It is not in Jacksonville, Charlie. It is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right, 2 for 3. Okay.
Jerry Richardson Stadium. It doesn't get the big stadium.
Is this like the first Toastery Bowl?
I'm actually going to look up what famous Toastery is.
I've never heard of the famous Toastery Bowl.
I think it is. I think it's a new sponsor.
Okay, so new sponsored bowl or a new.
All right, famous bowl. Toastery is. Has something for everyone, menus for breakfast, lunch, drinks. So it's a brand for food. Let's see what we got. Or is it a restaurant? It's a restaurant. Is it? It looks like a restaurant to me. Let's see. Yep, this is a restaurant of sorts. We don't have any around Athens, so.
So is this a new bowl or did they just get a new sponsor?
No, I think this is a new sponsor.
So not a new
This is the artist formerly known as I Don't Know, to be honest with you. But yeah, it's the first famous Toastery Bowl that I can think of.
All right. Well, in the Toastery Bowl, we have Old Dominion matched up with Western Kentucky. The line is close. Old Dominion is favored by 2.5. And the line is kind of high, 55.5. I mean, I guess that's not high, but.
Western Kentucky puts up points.
Yeah, that's true. Are you putting this on your card?
I am not, but I'll give you a pick here, guys. I like the over 55.5 Western Kentucky. It's what they do. They score points. They also don't stop anyone. Old Dominion has had some issues defensively this year as well. So I think this is an over that's going to hit, but I haven't watched these teams enough. I've watched about a half of Western Kentucky, like a half of Old Dominion this year, so I haven't seen them enough to really put any money or to tell you guys to put any money on this one. So I would take the over is what I will do, but I'm not going to put it on my card. If I had to take a side, I would go Western Kentucky, because I think sometimes in these bowl games, it's like who can outscore the other team, which is every single game, but sometimes these games become shootouts. So I would go Western Kentucky, but again, nothing on the card here with that one.
Well, on Tuesday, we have the Frisco Bowl, which I want to call the Crisco Bowl, but I know that's not what it is.
The Crisco Bowl.
Did your parents ever use Crisco?
I remember seeing a Crisco bottle or two at times somewhere.
My mother certainly never used Crisco.
I'm not exactly sure what Crisco is used for. Is that like Pam?
Like fat.
Oh.
I mean.
Oh, well, then yeah, probably a lot of that. I feel like a lot of my food growing up had a lot of stuff in it.
All right, well,
it's good, though.
The Frisco Bowl is not the Crisco Bowl. Where would the San Francisco?
That makes a lot of sense.
But not it.
Not it.
So I'm 2 for 4.
Frisco, Texas.
Frisco, Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Famous Frisco, Texas.
What part of Texas is Frisco
tourist
in?
Tourist destination.
But geographically, where is Frisco, Texas?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up to find out where
it
is.
I honestly don't. I mean, I've been guessing near Dallas? You would think it'd be near a population center?
Let's find out.
Let's say Central Texas,
it
I
is
guess.
Central. Well, yeah. Well, no.
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 What major city is it close to?
North Central. It's like
it's close to Dallas. It's close to Dallas.
Yeah, but, you know.
But it's not. I guess it's a suburb of Dallas.
Close
is that what
Oklahoma.
We're talking about here?
Close to Oklahoma.
But we're talking way too much about Frisco, Texas.
So you guys
Texas.
Know that the Frisco Bowl is held in Frisco, Texas, which is in the north central zone area, geographic location of
Only
Texas.
Only on the Glory UGA podcast you get that information.
So what you want to know, this has UTSA favored by 13 against Marshall with the point total at 53. I do have a play on this game. I'm going to take UTSA minus 13.
I mean, this is a home game for them.
Yes.
Not exactly, but close enough.
Is it their running back that's really good?
They have a good running back. They have good receivers. They have a great offense. Frank Harris is their quarterback. He's been around for 7 years.
High scoring offense.
Yeah,
right.
They can move the ball.
Okay. How's Marshall's defense?
Marshall had like a 6-game losing streak in the middle of the season. Defense was not great. Their quarterback Cam Fincher is also not playing in this game, so there's that.
All right. Well, I'm gonna take UTSA. And do you have a play on this game?
I do, Charlie. I actually put this one on the card. Give me the Roadrunners -13. It's a lot of points. I know that, but I mean, Charlie just laid it out for you guys there. I mean, it's in Frisco, Texas, and now we all know where Frisco, Texas is. We know exactly where it's located, so have fun there visiting this summer on your vacation. But no, Cam Fancher, the Marshall quarterback, he's out. He's not playing in this game. UTSA, I mean, everybody's missing a few guys here and there entering the portal. Really no one of note. Frank Harris is playing. Their top receiver, Cephas, is playing. They've got all their firepower ready to roll in this game. It's not a home game. It's not in San Antonio, but it's much closer than West Virginia. So I think they'll have a partisan crowd, have more of a following there at this game. And I mean, guys, again, Frank Harris has been around forever, and they're going to want to go out on a high note. I think this is a game that they're going to be motivated to win. So give me UTSA -13. They're the better football team. I think they're going to have better vibes, and it's essentially at home for them, more or less, close enough. So give me UTSA -13.
All right. Next Thursday, so a week from today, if you're listening on Thursday, we're recording this on Wednesday. On the 21st, we have the Boca Raton Bowl, which is in Boca Raton, Florida.
Which is near?
Fort Lauderdale, there we Miami, go.
There we
all
go,
that.
So, there we go.
It's where Mark Richt is from, correct?
Is he from there? Oh, yeah, he is from. He's from Boca, yeah.
Yeah. Syracuse and South Florida will be playing, so South Florida not having to travel too far for this one. Point totals 61. Syracuse is favored by 3. Syracuse fired their coach. Fran Brown will now be the head coach from Georgia. Sad to miss him and see him go. However, I'm sure he'll...
I really like Fran Brown. Now that we get to see him talk a little bit more. I see why he's such a good recruiter.
Right.
Very down to earth, very personable. Cool
dude. Hopefully he does
cool
well.
I think he's a recruit. Yep. No recruit. He recruits that area very well.
Hope he
good hire for them.
Does well, stays warm. I couldn't live there. I do not have a play on this game. Do you? What's your take?
I do, Charlie. I'm actually going to take Syracuse -3. Syracuse hit a really, really bad rough patch in the middle of the year. Like, they just couldn't score. But that's because they essentially had to move a tight end to quarterback, and they were running like an option offense with a tight end playing quarterback as Garrett Schrader went out. They were like, we dealt with crazy injuries all year. They dealt with insane injuries all year. I mean, it was bad. But once they got a little bit healthier as the season went on, they started to win a couple games. They won 2 of their last 3. They beat Wake Forest in the season. Garrett Schrader has come back. He's playing in this game, at least as of right now. Of course, all that's subject to change. It's bowl games. Things can change. But as of right now, based on our research, he is playing in this game. South Florida, I know everyone remembers. All that anyone remembers about South Florida is they almost beat Alabama. So everyone's like, oh my God, they must be really good. No, they're not. They barely got to a bowl game, but barely. They were terrible the back half of the season. If Syracuse is healthy, which they're going to be healthier than they have been really since maybe like week one, they're going to win this game. And I think like it's crazy. It's only a 3-point spread, in my opinion. So I like Syracuse, and this is one I do feel pretty confident. So give me the Orange -3.
All right. Moving on to next Friday, we have the Gasparilla Bowl.
All right. Where is the Gasparilla Bowl, Charlie?
It's in Gasparilla, Texas.
That's a great guess. It's not in Gasparilla, Texas.
Is it in Texas?
It is not in Texas. You would think it'd be somewhere like that. The word Gasparilla, it is...
Is it in Florida?
It is in Florida.
Oh. Is it in Orlando?
It is not in Orlando.
Is it in Jacksonville?
This place has... No, it's not in Jacksonville.
Tallahassee.
No, there's no bowl game in Tallahassee.
Miami.
Nope.
Well, then where is it?
There's another big city.
Daytona?
That's... No. Yes, Charlie.
No, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think. You're going to say it and I'm not going to know.
Tampa. It's in Tampa.
Gasparilla in Tampa.
What is a Gasparilla?
It's an armadillo. Right?
No, it's not an armadillo.
No, what is it?
It's a pirate.
Oh, this is what Mississippi
Jose
State
Gaspar.
Played in last year?
He was a Spanish pirate, like, terrorized that region.
Okay, well.
Back in the 1800s.
I hope everyone got a really great laugh
so
out of
Gasparilla,
that.
So Gasparilla, that's, it means like little Gaspar, so it's like little pirate dude.
Right, but you asked me this earlier, so you were just, you knew you were going to make fun of me for this.
No, you were like, what is a Gasparilla? And I was like, And I was just curious what you thought Gasparilla was.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that.
Yeah, well, hey, I mean, how would you know? I'm just an idiot history guy, so that's how I know those things.
This was the Mike Leach Bowl last year.
Did they play in the Gasparilla Bowl?
They did.
They did?
Remember, because he's a pirate.
They played in the Gasparilla Bowl?
Yes.
Well, that's heartbreaking.
Because there was a pirate ship.
Yeah, okay, yeah, man, like, that, yeah.
It was just a year.
I legitimately miss Mike Leach.
It was just a year, like, a few days ago.
God, it's
very
sad.
Love you, Mike Leach.
Yeah.
All right,
legend.
So the Gasparilla Bowl, which is held in Tampa, Florida.
Named after a pirate, now we all know. Not an armadillo, like Charlie thinks.
You went really... Okay, never mind.
What? So I went southern, calling
it
an armadillo?
Southern, but then at the end...
Armadillo.
Right. It just two different...
I don't know. Gasparilla, yeah. Armadillo, you know, okay. It just rolls off the tongue.
Not an armadillo.
No.
UCF...
Armadillo? What? I don't think either one of us said that correctly.
Armadillo.
Dillo.
But it's,
you said
okay.
Okay, all right. Anyway, moving on to the game.
UCF -4 against Tech, meaning Georgia Tech.
Lowercase T.
On our spreadsheet, it has a lowercase T.
Always.
So UCF not having to travel far for this one. Point total 65. I mean, Tech's defense is
points. Not great, Charlie. That's being very generous.
I try to be nice.
Yeah.
UCF, they can score. Good offense.
But they also have trouble stopping people.
I think
that's why the point
total
was. Yeah.
I don't have a play on this game.
I do.
Go for it. You are you going to expect Tech to make you some money?
Oh, hell. Well, they did a lot this year, actually. But no,
that's
not in this game. Not in this game. I'm not going back to the well this time because this is a horrific matchup for Georgia Tech. Now, it's two good offenses and two bad defenses, so I see why the point total is what it is. And I wouldn't be offended if anyone took the over, which what was it, Charlie? 61?
65.
Ooh, that's high. I'm taking UCF -4 because of the matchup. This is the number 4 rushing offense in America versus the number 131 rush defense in the country. You guys saw it when we played them a couple weeks ago. Tech simply cannot stop the run. They're horrific against the run. UCF, like, I've watched, like, a ridiculous amount of UCF this year. I don't know why. I do know why, because their offense is fun to watch. Gus Malzahn at his finest. Like, they just run the ball all over the place. Rufus Harvey is awesome. And they got John Rhys Plumlee back into the picture. I mean, Richardson's a really good change of pace guy for them. They run the ball like crazy, and they're going to run the ball all over Georgia Tech. Now, Tech will probably score some points, too. Now, UCF probably should have won, like, 8 or 9 games this year, but they invented ways to blow games. The game they blew against Baylor, they're up like 21 points something in the fourth. It might have been like 24 points. I remember watching, I can't remember the exact differential there, but it was like 21, 24 points. And some way, somehow, in the fourth quarter, UCF found a way to blow that game. And Baylor won, I think, like 1 point, 2 points. It's just crazy stuff. So they're actually a good-ish, decent team. Tech is decent, but UCF is more decent. And again, just bad matchup, rush offense for UCF versus that terrible rush defense for Tech. So, yeah, give me the Knights, -4.
All right. On Sunday, is that Sunday? Nope, that's Saturday. On December 23rd, we have the Birmingham Bowl, which will be obviously in Birmingham, Alabama. We have Troy and Duke. Both teams are without their head coaches. The Troy coach, John Summerall, went to Tulane, and Mike Elko, as we all know, went to Texas A&M. And is doing some very strange Aggie things these days.
Isn't everything an Aggie does strange? Like, that's the weirdest cult in college football. It's just fascinating.
Yeah, Troy is the Sun Belt champion. They are favored by 8 in this game. The point total's at 45.5. I am not taking any point totals because I don't think I've won a single bet off of
that's
a point
your forte.
Total this year.
That's
no,
not your forte.
It's not. Not at all. I am going to take Troy -8 in this game, though.
I think if I had to take a side, I would take Troy -8. All right, put this on my card. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Give me the under 45 in the Birmingham Bowl. Troy, guys, is a top 15 defense in the country. Duke is number 96 nationally offensively. And now imagine what they are without Riley Leonard. Okay, they're on their third quarterback of the year. Now, Grayson Loftus has played, he started a couple games for them in the season, so he's got more experience. The first game he played, I think it was against Virginia, he was terrible, very, very bad. But he got better as the season went on. Still, though, not a good player. He's not, at this point in his career, a good quarterback. He's a freshman, he'll get better, but he's not there right now. They're also going to be without their top two running backs in this game, and without Riley Leonard, even with Riley Leonard, what they did is they ran the football. So they're not going to be able to really throw the football in this game, and they're especially against Troy, and they can't run the football. So I don't understand how they're going to score against this Troy defense. And Troy, as good as they are defensively, they're not great on offense. They've gotten better offensively this year than they were last year, but they're still not a dynamic offense. So I think the under 45 is a really strong play here in that Birmingham Bowl.
Okay. Still on Saturday, the Camellia Bowl.
All right, where is the Camellia Bowl?
I want to say Orlando?
Is every bowl in Orlando, Charlie?
Maybe.
Might as well be. Nope, this is in Montgomery, Alabama.
My next choice was going to be Charlotte again, but that's wrong.
You guessed Alabama a couple times earlier, so this one is in Alabama.
I'm not doing very well with this.
Well, I mean, that's part of the fun, Charlie. Who would do? I mean, how would you know?
Camellias are beautiful flowers, though.
Or do they have a lot of them in Alabama? Why is it called the Camellia Bowl?
It's a winter flower.
Oh.
They're beautiful.
I'm not exactly sure I can identify what a camellia is.
I'm pretty sure you couldn't either.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could.
I would bet money on that, actually.
Not a flower guy.
All right.
I know what knockout roses look like. I know what cone flowers look like. Because they look like little birdies that you play badminton with. But yeah, other than that, a rose. I know what a rose looks like. A daffodil, perhaps. Actually, no, I probably don't know what a daffodil looks like. But yeah, a couple flowers. I got a couple in my bag.
We're giving lots of information out today, right?
It's the holiday season. Okay.
And this game has Arkansas State matched up with Northern Illinois.
What a matchup, Charlie.
How pumped
are you for this one?
I forgot to put the line out on this one.
This is a pick 'em.
Oh, it's a pick 'em. Okay, that's why.
Maybe that's why.
Bad note taking, I'm sorry. And the point total is 53.5. I'm staying away from this one.
I am also staying away from this. I think Arkansas State is the better team. That Northern Illinois, I don't know, man. Like, they lost to some bad teams in the MAC, and then somehow they beat Ohio, which I think is a good team in the MAC. So they've been really weird all year. I like Arkansas State. Arkansas State, so if you guys don't know, remember Butch Jones, Charlie? Remember old Butch Jones, brick by brick?
Oh, yeah.
How could we forget, right? How could we forget? Well, if you haven't been following, Butch Jones is now the head coach of Arkansas State, and they were, like, to open the season, they were, like, one of the worst teams in college football, but they recovered. Give old Brick by Brick himself some credit. They recovered, and they actually became a pretty okay, decent team by this in the season. Like, early in the season, it was like, they were the team, like, okay, it's the bank of Arkansas State. Just bet against them every single, just fade them every single week, but they turned that around, and they put together a solid season, got themselves to a bowl game here. I think Arkansas State would be my play, but I'm definitely not confident enough in that because Northern Illinois has at times stepped up and beaten good teams, teams that are better than Arkansas State. And I just don't know what version of Northern Illinois you're going to get in this game. This is a tricky one. I'm going to put a very small bet on this one just to say I did. Just have a little something on the game. We'll put some stakes on it. But, I mean, yeah, it's a pick 'em for a reason. Give me Arkansas State. That's who I'd go with.
Okay. Armed Forces Bowl is up next. This has James Madison and Air Force matched up. Air Force, man.
I was really kind of pulling for them to get that G5 spot in the New Year's Six, but then it kind of fell apart. Well, Zach Larry, their quarterback, went down.
Yeah.
And that killed them.
Not good. No bueno. But the point total in this game is above 28.
Well, they're not playing another service academy.
True, but still, I mean,
James Madison doesn't score. James Madison has a good defense. They don't score.
Yeah. So the point total is 41.
There's that.
James Madison is favored only by 3 here. So
quarterback's not playing.
Yep. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Transfer portal era, you got opt-outs, you got transfers.
How much did that suck for James Madison fans? Like they wanted to get the New Year's Six, and they had a shot there. And now, I mean, they're in a bowl game, which is great, but it's not a great bowl game, and the Sean quarterback's not playing.
I'm not. I don't have a play on this game, but I was just looking, and it was kind of funny. Somebody tweeted, "I'm not growing up in the transfer portal era. How much would it suck to be picked up from school and then your parents tell you that your favorite player, from your favorite college team, is transferring?
And you have his jersey on, like when you get in the car.
Your least favorite team, and it's like, oh." Yeah, that's...
They got to do something to rein this in.
It's out of control.
We need guardrails. We need guardrails. Something. Somebody's got to step up and do something. Like, they basically paved the way for the Power 5 to break away. It needs to happen immediately, in my opinion. And we need to, like, basically sign them to contracts. That's what needs to happen. That's essentially what we're going to have to do. I don't know what else you... But we'll get... That's another topic for another day.
That's a whole, like, five shows.
All right, by the way, Where is Armed Forces Bowl?
New York?
Wow, that's out of left field. No, it's not in New York.
Oh.
It's in a state that we've already talked about.
Texas.
Yes.
Dallas?
I'll give it to you. Fort Worth.
Okay.
Close enough.
Dallas, Fort Worth. That isn't yeah, that one that, airport?
Yeah, it's, that is the airport. Dallas.
So that's
and,
Dallas.
Well, Fort Worth is...
It's the same. I mean... Six and one half dozen of the other.
Sure. Close enough.
Uh-huh.
It took me until I was about like 25 to figure out what that phrase meant, what you just said.
I think we've talked about that
before. Oh, now I get it. It all makes sense. It all makes sense. So this is actually in TCU Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Amon G. Carter. You don't have a play?
No, enlighten us.
I will enlighten you. Thank you, Charlie. Give me Air Force +3 in this game. Put it on the card. Zach Lerier, their quarterback, was a difference maker for them early in the season. That's why they were in line to potentially compete for a New Year's Six bid. Doing great things. Then he went down, and they lost to Army and lost a couple other games, and it just didn't look great for him. But Zach Lerier is back. He's allegedly going to be ready to play in this game. James Madison, we know they were almost a Cinderella team this year. Came so close, so close, but it did not work out for them. So because Appalachian State knocked them out, right? So unfortunately for JMU, they thought they could be the New York Six, and they got to a bowl game. Right? They had the whole like 2-year waiting period, and they filed an appeal, and it got shut down. But there were enough teams that didn't fill their bowl slot, so JMU gets in. But it's not the game they wanted, and they're in Cignetti. Kurt Cignetti, their head coach, is gone. He went to Indiana, so that's tough. And then on top of that, their quarterback, Jordan McLeod, he's transferring. He's in the portal right now, not going to play. And do they care? This is a vibes play. Do they care? Air Force cares. You know, I think Air Force cares about this game. When a team like James, you'd think James Madison would care. We got to a bowl game, guys, but they had their sights set on something greater than this. They won New Year's Six, and that's a letdown. And I don't know how motivated they're going to be, especially with their coach not there, their quarterback not there. How motivated are you? I don't know. And it's also a funky offense to play. So, yeah, give me Air Force +3 in this game. I think the wrong team is favored, but I could be very wrong, of course.
All right. Still on Saturday, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
All right. Where is the famous Idaho Potato Bowl played?
They're not going to have a bowl game in Idaho because it's too cold. Can I get a region?
Are you sure they won't play a game in Idaho?
You don't think that... Okay, and then Idaho.
It is in Idaho.
Really? That's cold.
Boise
that's,
Stadium. The blue turf, baby.
That's not nice.
No, that sucks.
Oh.
Hey, guys, get to go to a bowl game. Oh. But it's in Idaho. Idaho's gorgeous.
What time
But just not
is
this time
it?
Of year. This is a 3:30 game.
Oh, it's well, going to be dark at halftime.
Well, maybe.
Yes, it's the winter.
Yeah. Well, man, it's West. What's wrong about the West Coast?
Oh, I don't care. It's cold. All right.
Yeah, well, Georgia State.
Utah
Congrats,
State
guys.
Versus Georgia State. This is a pick'em. Utah State's favored by 1. Point total is 62.5. So there will be some points scored in this one. I do not have a play on this game.
I do. Give me Utah State. Georgia State runs the ball exception well. They cannot throw the football at all. They have a quarterback, Darren Granger, is a good runner. A really thin dude, gets lit up sometimes. But he's kind of like Jaden Daniels light, like very, very light. But their star running back, Marcus Carroll, is not playing in this game. He's transferring. Utah State, Cooper Laga, I really like this guy. Now, he's not always great, but he plays really hard. He's a fun quarterback to watch. I really like Blake Anderson. I think he's done a nice job there. So give me Utah State -1. I mean, again, Georgia, it's like you said, Charlie, in Idaho, Georgia State, that is not something the dudes from Georgia are going to be all that interested in. Whereas Utah State, they're certainly much more acquainted with that type of weather. So yeah, I mean, it's essentially a pick'em, but I like Cooper Laga. I think he's a fun player. Georgia State, without Marcus Carroll, is a team that runs the football a lot, and their star running back is gone, not playing. So give me Utah State -1. In fact, put this on my card, Charlie. I think I like that. Give me Utah State -1.
All right, we have three more games on Saturday. The 69 Ventures.
Like dentures, but ventures.
I think I spelled that. I made a typo. Ventures Bowl. South Alabama and Eastern Michigan. You're going to ask me where this bowl game is. I'm going to say Alabama.
Correct. This is South Alabama's home stadium. But actually, let me double check that. Hancock Whitney Stadium.
Okay. Well, South Alabama is favored by 16 against Eastern Michigan. The point total is only 46.5. Are you correct?
I am
South
correct.
South Alabama.
I am correct. It's
good
a home
job.
Game. A legit home game
it's
for South Alabama.
It's a home game for them. Well, that's kind of like a sneak peek at how the playoff will be next year for some people, right?
It is.
First round. All
Aren't
right.
you excited about going to potentially four different bowl games?
No, that's very expensive.
Hopefully we don't find ourselves in that situation.
Going to have to start watching from home. All right, so what is your take on this game? I do not have a play on it.
Yeah, I don't have a play on that on this one either, Charlie. I mean, I guess it's minus, like, 16, that's a huge spread in a bowl game. I'm actually disappointed in Eastern Michigan. I thought they would be better this year. Has had some returning players on offense that I thought were pretty good last year. Didn't work out for them. South Alabama, I mean, they did beat the hell out of Oklahoma State in September, I want to say. I think it was like week three or something. That was in Stillwater. It was like 33-7 was the final score. But South Alabama didn't really follow up on that and did not have the type of season I thought that they could potentially have. So this is two teams that I think in some ways had disappointing seasons, but this is a home game for South Alabama. If I had to lean one way, I would go Eastern Michigan plus 16. I think South Alabama is going to win the football game. 16 is a big number in a bowl game like this, even though it is a legitimate home game. But yeah, if I had to lean one way, give me Eastern Michigan, but I'm not at all putting this on the card.
Okay. Las Vegas Bowl.
Played in
Las Vegas.
There we go.
Easy one. All right. Utah and Northwestern. Northwestern's done really well. They've turned it around this year.
They did. And it didn't start off that way.
No.
Like midseason, they actually, I don't want to say they ever got hot because that would not be accurate.
They got warm.
Yes. Warmer. Yes. They got a little better. A little better.
Yeah. So I am going to take Northwestern in this one plus 7. Against Utah. The point total is 42. I'm staying away from that part, but what's your take on this game?
Yeah, I'm going to put this on the card. I'm going to fight you on this one, Charlie. Give me Utah minus 7. I actually initially had Northwestern like you because Bryson Barnes, who's been their quarterback all year because we all know with Cam Rising, he just never played this year. And so Bryson Barnes, he was a guy that was like, he was a walk-on who had to have like a second job. I think he was working like Home Depot or something on the weekends. And eventually got a scholarship, and he took over them. Did a nice job for them. He wasn't Cam Rising, but did a nice job. He's entering the transfer portal. So I thought he wasn't going to play. I was like, oh, and they have a bunch of guys in the portal. Like one of the top receivers, Mikey Matthews, in the portal. Some of the defensive players in the portal. And I was like, oh, well, no quarterback. And then their number three guy, Nate Johnson, who actually started a couple games early in the year when Barnes himself got hurt, he's already announced he's transferring out. So I'm like, are they starting a fourth-string quarterback? And if that's the case, give me Northwestern. I think the vibes certainly favor Northwestern anyway. And I'm a vibes play kind of guy. But it's a weird situation. Bryson Barnes is transferring, but he's playing in this game. And he's not great. Don't get me wrong. He's not great. But he certainly has gotten better as the season has gone on. He's a really tough dude. He's more of a runner than he is a thrower. Tough physical guy. We have a lot of respect for him and what he's done to get to this point and get that scholarship. And Northwestern, you're right, Charlie, they have put together a nice solid season to get to this point. We also have to remember they play in the Big Ten West, which is an absolute horrific division. So terrible. They certainly benefited from that. Utah is a better team. They do have more opt-outs, and I do think the vibes favor Northwestern. However, Northwestern just they have trouble scoring, and Utah is really good on defense. Utah has trouble scoring themselves, so maybe the under here is the play. But I do like Utah minus 7 in this game. I don't think they're going to blow them out, but I think they can win this game by 10 points or so. I think they're 10 to 14 points better than Northwestern, at least despite some of their deficiencies on offense with Bryson Barnes playing. So give me the Utes minus 7.
One more game next Saturday, which is the Hawaii Bowl played in Honolulu.
All right, well done.
San Jose State and Coastal Carolina will be making a long trek out to Honolulu.
Would you like it if the Hawaii Bowl is a bigger bowl and we played in it? Like if it was a New Year's Six Bowl, would you go?
Honolulu, not great.
You sound so spoiled though. Honolulu. I mean, I would go to Maui. I would go to Kauai.
I would go to Kauai.
Kauai is great. Kauai is awesome. Honolulu is just a big city.
No, that has a beach, essentially. Yeah. No, thank you. No, that's a long trip.
But you go to Hawaii. You could go to Kauai and just fly over to Honolulu for the game.
You could, but like I have this thing called work. So I don't really want to have like a 6-hour time change.
Fair enough.
On a short trip.
Yeah. Well, you make it a long trip.
Well, not all of us have that luxury.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. So San Jose State and Coastal Carolina, it's a pick 'em game. The point total is 54. I'm staying away from it. What's your pick on the Hawaii game?
Oh, I'm staying. I'm staying away from this one. I mean, Coastal Carolina, they just fell off the face of the earth this year with Jamie Chadwell going to Liberty. Obviously, Liberty did a great job under Chadwell this year. San Jose State is clearly the better football team. I am not putting this on my card. If I had to take a side, San Jose State minus 10. They are a much better football team this season, at least. I definitely don't have much to say on Coastal Carolina. I didn't watch them much. Just to be honest with you guys, I didn't watch Coastal Carolina much. I watched about a game and a half of San Jose State this year, and I was impressed with what I saw. They moved the ball pretty well, but Coastal I didn't see much of, and we know that Grayson McCall is already in the transfer portal. So, yeah, with all that considered, give me San Jose State minus 10, just not on the card. And that wraps it up for that Saturday.
Correct. You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's do it real quick here. All right, guys. Alumni Hall. I know that many of you are very busy people. Most of us are busy people, right? And as much as you love all the loved ones in your life, you probably have a few people you still need to pick up some gifts for, last-minute gifts. Because believe it or not, Christmas is what, Charlie? A week and a half away-ish, right? What, 25th?
Yeah,
so,
week
yeah,
and
12
a half.
Days. We'll call it a week and a half. Okay, we'll call it a week and a half. So, if you're looking for those last-second gifts, and I don't care if it's the men in your life, the women in your life, the kids in your life, Alumni Hall has something for everybody, guys. Great stocking stuffers. Cold weather gear, warm weather gear, hats, beanies, whatever you're looking for, they have it. Just trust me on that. I'm in there enough to tell you that with some authority. So stop in today inside the Estuary Shopping Center here in the Classic City if you are in the Athens area. But if not, it's okay. Just go to alumnihall.com and you can find all the same great gear, accessories, anything you want from Alumni Hall online, and you can get it sent to the comfort of your home with a nice little gift package. And they do a really nice job, guys. Put a nice little touch on it. So make sure to shop at Alumni Hall today, because Alumni Hall is where the Bulldogs shop.
So we've talked about all of the bowl games leading up towards Christmas on December. I almost said January. December 26th, so Tuesday, in about 2 weeks. We have a few games, and these games are going to become more interesting.
Yeah, this is where we get some Power 5 matchups.
More exciting to watch. But again, still, transfer portal era, we might have people opt out.
It could happen.
Before then.
It could happen.
You know?
Yep.
You don't know who's in their ears. So, on December 26th, the first game we have is the Quick Lane Bowl.
Which is played in?
Quick Lane. Oh.
It's actually in a nice stadium. It's a city that you would have zero interest in going to.
Nashville?
Nashville, a good guess. No. It is played in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, my. That's outside?
No, it's inside.
Okay. I was going to say, that's just wrong.
No, it's inside. It's Ford Field.
Yeah. No, I've never been to Detroit. I actually would like to go to Detroit just to see.
No, I like to go anywhere I haven't been. But I would not want. I'm saying I would not want to go this time of year
to
Detroit.
Oh, absolutely not. No, thank you. I like it. 95 and
yeah.
Sunny. The Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit has Minnesota and Bowling Green playing. Point total is 39. Minnesota is favored by 4. I only have one pick left on my card, so take it away.
I'm going to go Minnesota on this one. Bowling, yeah, I know. Okay, Bowling Green beat Georgia Tech earlier in the year, but they played again. Georgia Tech would beat them, I think, pretty convincingly. Bowling Green's they're not even a good MAC team. They're really not. Both these teams really struggle to score. That's why the point total is so low. I mean, guys, Minnesota is just another one of those Big Ten West teams that plays pretty good defense. Actually, this year, they usually play good defense. They didn't play great defense this year, but they can't score. They simply cannot score. Athens Kalikamanis, the Greek rifle, as they call him, was not the guy they thought he was going to be this year. Their fans were high on this guy coming into the year, and he did not live up to those expectations. He's a good athlete. He just struggles as a passer. They don't have a ton of weapons around. Now, Brevin Spanford, a tight end, might be. I mean, he's not a first-round NFL guy, but he's an NFL tight end. He'll get drafted somewhere. So he had a couple guys, but you know, they didn't have Mo Ibrahim in the backfield. So their offense just took a step back, and they've never really been good in general in a while. So this, maybe the point total under 30.5, but that's just really low, and we're not talking about a service academy here. So if I had to take the side, I guess I would go with Minnesota slightly, but I'm not putting this on the card. I think they just have more overall talent. And if this was a good MAC team they were playing, I would take the good MAC team. If this was a Toledo, yeah, give me Toledo. But that's not what's happening here. So, yeah, I would ever so tentatively take Minnesota if I had to.
All right. December 26th, the First Responder Bowl. Not sure where that is.
Give me a guess.
Texas?
It is in Texas.
Oh.
Where in Texas?
Houston.
Oh,
darn.
No. Dallas. I'll give it to you, Texas. I'll give that to you.
But we do know where.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Where? Frisco, Texas.
We now found out where. You didn't remember the name, but we know where it is. Might not remember the name, but you know where it is on the map.
I had to look back at my notes and scroll up. The first responder bowl held in Dallas, Texas. Texas State and Rice playing. JT Daniels has retired from football. Is he playing in this game?
As far as I know.
He is?
So he's not. Okay. He was not on any opt out tracker that
well,
I could find.
He retired from football.
I think after the season.
Okay.
He's like, well, my career's done.
Jesus, I would.
It's like he has to go to the NFL, and he's like, I'm good.
Right.
He's uncoached.
But I would like, be like, if you've had so many concussions,
he wants one more game. I mean,
that your doctors say you shouldn't.
He hasn't
play,
been on any
play.
List that I've seen.
All right. Texas State is making its bowl game debut. Again, JT Daniels' final game. I don't have this on my card, but I would have to take Rice because I think JT Daniels is a pretty nice guy. He could have really screwed us over.
So this is like nice. And I like JT Daniels, nice guy. I picked
Yeah.
Because you want to root for him. I get that. Heart play.
I'm not putting it on my card.
I am going to put this on my card, and I am not making a heart play here, Charlie. I'm making a cold, hard cash play. I'm making a vibes play, Charlie. You just said it. This is Texas State's first bowl game ever as a program. You could not possibly have better vibes going to a bowl game than Texas State right now because this is something that is unprecedented for the program. This is something they've been shooting for a while, and here it is. Now, you could also say, well, JT Daniels' last football game and maybe some vibes there, but also this is like it's like a bittersweet kind of thing. And I don't know if those are exactly positive vibes. And Texas State is actually a good football team, guys. This is a solid team, solid Sun Belt team. So give me Texas State -4. They're playing in their both teams are Texas-based teams, but they get to play in the state of Texas. This is a team that has had a good year. Rice has been solid this year as well, but from a vibe standpoint, and I think that's a big factor when you talk about bowl games, give me Texas State -4. Put that on the card. Put it on the card.
Let's see here. Still on the 26th, last game of that day. Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
Where do you think that one is? Warm weather. I'll give you that.
Warm weather. Well, it's all warm weather. Most
Detroit,
of
Michigan?
Most of
Idaho?
Them. Most of them. I'm going to go Florida?
It is not Florida.
Mississippi?
Charlie, how many bowl games do you think? You keep guessing Mississippi. Why do you think bowl games are Mississippi, Charlie? What is in Mississippi?
Shreveport.
Charlie, that is not in Mississippi.
That's in Louisiana.
That is in Louisiana. Close
That's
enough.
That's what I meant. I meant Louisiana because I was talking about Shreveport.
Well, okay, we know there's one Louisiana. You think there's more in Louisiana? There's some in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But we haven't gotten there
that's
yet.
That's not this one.
We haven't gotten there. Not this one. This is in Arizona.
Okay. Farther west, okay.
This is in right. Phoenix. It's actually in the Arizona Diamondbacks baseball stadium. It's one of those, like, repurposed.
Oh.
It's, like, it's so weird, man. They bring in stands, and it's like, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Don't
okay.
love that.
Well, Kansas and UNLV will be playing in Arizona at the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. I'm sure they're going to talk a lot about mortgages and whatnot during those commercials.
Could not find a more exciting sponsor.
So exciting. Kansas is favored by 12.5 in this game, and the point total is sitting at 64.5 right now. Of course, that could change by then, but, you know, we're doing based off today.
It could. All right, well, I want to take Kansas in this game. I've watched UNLV a good bit this year. When their quarterback went down early in the year, that's what got him. And the guy they have playing now, Maiva, how you pronounce his last name? Sorry, I'm just dumb. He's fine. They run like a version of the triple option, basically. It's like a shotgun triple option based kind of offense. And this guy is just not the athlete that the starting quarterback was to open the year. And he can run a little bit, but he is not a dynamic athlete. So it's fine against Mountain West teams. It got into the Mountain West title game. And Kansas is not great defensively, you know this, but they still have Big 12 talent. That's on a different level here. I like Kansas -12.5. I do like them to win this game and probably cover the spread. Not enough to put them on the card, though, but if I had to pick one here, I go Kansas. I mean, Jason Bean played really well for them in place of Jalen Daniels, who got hurt earlier in the year. So, yeah, I really like what Bean has done for them. I have a lot of respect for him because he sat around for a long time. He sat around for a couple of years just as their backup all the time. And he played a lot this year. I thought he did a really good job for them. He's a really good athlete. So I like Kansas minus 12.5. Lance Leipold staying around. So that's going to give him a little bit of a shot in the arm when everyone always talks about him potentially leaving, and he's not. He keeps staying around. We'll see how long that lasts. But for now, he is still in Lawrence, Kansas. So I would take Kansas minus 12.5, but not on the card.
All right. Then on December 27th, there are four games. First of which is the Military Bowl, which has Virginia Tech and Tulane playing. The Military Bowl is in...
think Naval Academy.
New York?
That's Army.
That's Army. Oh, Naval Academy. Oh, it's out west, isn't it?
No.
No, where is it?
Yeah, like it's in San Diego?
I'm
no.
Forgetting. No, not that far out west. I don't know.
Why would the Navy be... if it's not that far out west, why would the Navy be like Central America? Like
thinking of Air like, Force. I'm thinking
Jesus
of Air Force.
Christ.
I'm sorry.
Yes, the Navy is in Montana.
This is really.
The Navy is in Missouri.
I hope everyone is laughing because this is just bad.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's the off season more or less.
I don't Navy.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Maryland. Okay.
Annapolis.
Okay. Annapolis, Maryland. Got
not
it.
Not military guy, huh? I feel like you are a military. You were like a perfect fit for the military. In fact, you probably should have gone in the military
I
back
should
in the
have.
Day.
I would have thrived. Virginia Tech minus 8 point total is 46.5. I don't have a play on this game. Do you have a play?
I really wanted to take Virginia Tech. I thought that they improved as the season went on. They did. I know they did. They got a lot better. Once Kyron Jones took over as a starting quarterback, that really changed what they could do because they were just not good on offense early in the year. And he came in and he's gave him a shot in the arm. This guy's a dynamic dual threat guy at the quarterback position. Tulane has been living on a, I mean, they've been just living on the edge, guys, all year long. And I told you they were going to lose the AAC title game, and they did because they have just barely been getting by, and it wasn't enough in the AAC title game. They lost to SMU. And Tulane's fine. They're fine. They're still a good team. They're just not what they were last year. I think Virginia Tech is a better football team. But eight, I don't know. I don't know. Michael Pratt, the Tulane quarterback, allegedly, as of right now, and again, bowl games, things could change, but as of right now, he's still playing. Eight's too much for me. If it was seven, I would take Virginia Tech. Eight right now is too much for me. I'm going to watch it. If it gets down to seven or under seven, I'm definitely taking Virginia Tech. I might have them on, I don't know, maybe we'll see them on a little parlay a little bit later on. But yeah, I'm not putting on this card. I would take Tulane with the plus eight, but I think Virginia Tech is going to win the football game.
All right. The Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Which is in...
Duke's Mayo.
You went there for a bowl game, I don't know, 10 years ago?
Orlando?
You went there. We did
oh,
go. Yeah.
Charlotte?
Georgia played there. Charlotte, yes.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Yes, yes.
Are they doing the dump Mayo
yep.
on the coach?
That's the plan.
Oh.
How does, like, oh, how much money would it take for someone for you to let someone do that to you?
I'd do it for a couple thousand. I mean, you can take a shower. That's not the worst thing.
Couple thousand?
It's not making you eat something.
10,000.
I mean,
10,000. Mayo is disgusting to me. I can't even stand the smell. I would vomit all over the place is what would happen.
I mean, I eat mayonnaise, but not that
no,
much.
Disgusting.
That's disgusting.
And if you watch it, like, it doesn't, it just like, it's like congealed on them and it's like weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's the point. It's mayo. But yeah,
yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Oh,
Duke's
terrible.
Mayo Bowl, Charlotte. West Virginia and UNC playing. Well, UNC's not going far. West Virginia is favored by 6.5 here, and the point total is 55.5. I only have one more play, so go for it.
Oh, give me West Virginia all day. Vibes play extraordinaire all day long. Drake May's not playing. UNC has a bunch of guys opting out, a couple receivers opting out. West Virginia is a good football team. They're not great, but they are a good football team. They are a hard-nosed football team, and they are going to run all over North Carolina. North Carolina cannot stop the run. West Virginia runs the ball extraordinarily well. Garrett Green's a tough physical quarterback. Really have a lot of respect for him. Like watching him play, have a couple really good running backs. I like what West Virginia is able to do this year. I mean, they were good enough to save Neil Brown's job. Neil Brown was like the number one hot seat coach coming in this year, and he saved his job. They had a good year. And so the vibes are going to be very high in this game. They don't have nearly as many guys opting out. They have most of their key guys playing in this game. So absolutely, I mean, C.J. Donaldson, their best running back, I mean, he's going to run all over North Carolina. So I don't care that it's in Charlotte. I do not care. Give me West Virginia minus 6.5. If it's under a touchdown all day long, put that on the card.
All right. Two games left. I actually have a play on this next game. It's the Holiday Bowl.
Which is played in?
Tampa?
No.
No.
Opposite side of the country.
California.
It is in San Diego, California.
Okay, awesome.
And the artist formerly known as Qualcomm Stadium.
Glad I don't have to go to San Diego.
Oh, San Diego would be great.
Nah, long, well, it's long
cross
flight.
Country, but long great. Flight. What a city.
Louisville is playing USC. Louisville's favored by 7 here. Again, who's going to opt out by then? Who knows?
Everyone's opt out for USC,
right,
essentially.
Right, exactly. The point total is sitting at 57.5. I'm taking Louisville in this one to cover the 7.
I think you got to. I know, you know, it didn't end well in the ACC title game. I think they should have won that game. They completely just blew that game. Should have won it, but they didn't, you know? So they lost. They're on a 2-game losing streak coming into this bowl game, but they're just... In this context, in this game, USC has zero interest in being there. Everyone of any consequence for USC is opting out of this game, including Caleb Williams. I don't see how USC is going to win this football game. Do they still have more talent than Louisville? I mean, maybe, but all the guys opting out, probably not, actually. So for Jeff Brohm in year one to get them to the Holiday Bowl, which is a good ACC bowl game, I think the vibes are much higher for Louisville. It's a vibes play principle for me. Louisville is just their... better strength right now than USC is, and I think with the issues that USC has had defending really anything, especially the run this year, I think Juwan Jordan's going to have a really big game on the ground for the Cardinals, so give me Louisville -7. As long as it doesn't give above that, I like Louisville, so put that one on the card as well for me.
All right, one more bowl game for us to talk about today. That's the Texas Bowl. It's in Texas.
That is in Texas. Well done, Charlie.
Houston?
I think that this one is in Houston.
Oh, well, make sure I'm right.
I'm double checking.
It has
Houston, Texas, NRG. Yeah, this is the Texan Stadium.
Going out with a win. Okay, Texas A&M is favored by 3 against Oklahoma State. Jimbo Fisher was fired. Mike Elko's coming in. Won't be coaching yet. Who's the interim for A&M?
Elijah Robinson. He is actually going to go to Syracuse after this game, and he is going to be the defense coordinator for old Fran Brown.
All right, well, I'm staying away from this one. Dumpster fire at Texas A&M.
Yes, yes, it is. I'm actually going to go with Oklahoma State in this game. I mean, A&M's got so many people opting out of this game. And if you look at what Oklahoma State does, they run the football. That's Ollie Gordon. As long as Ollie Gordon plays. And right now, he's a sophomore. He's going to play. A&M has done a really good job stopping the run all year, but so many guys are opting out, not playing. LT Overton, Shamar Stewart, Walter Nolan, all these guys are opting out. So how good is A&M going to be against the run? They've been great all year, but how good are they going to be without all of these players? I imagine not as good against the run. And Ollie Gordon, I think, is going to have a big game with all those guys out. So I know it's in Texas, but I mean, Oklahoma's right there too. So give me Oklahoma State +3. Put that one final one on the card for me today, Charlie.
All right, you ready for parlays?
Let's do them.
All right, I have a 3-leg parlay for +144. It includes UCLA over Boise, UTSA over Marshall, and Troy over Duke.
All right, my parlay this week, I've got UTSA, Central Florida, Kansas, and West Virginia all on the money line, and that's +225 odds. So again, UTSA, Central Florida, Kansas, West Virginia on the money line +225. I like that one. That's a winner for y'all. Take it. It's a winner.
All right. I have one upset special, which I'm sure I won't hit, but it'd be nice if I did here towards the end of the season. I'm picking Northwestern over Utah in the Las Vegas Bowl.
I like that, Charlie. Northwestern over Utah. I mean, that's a good pick. I mean, I have Utah, but I mean, it's not inconceivable with the opt-outs that Utah has that Northwestern could pull that one off. My upset special is not a massive upset special, but it still fits the bill. Give me Oklahoma State over Texas A&M. I like the Pokes to win the Texas Bowl outright.
All right, ready to review?
Let's do it.
All right, I only have 7. I think 2, 4, 6, 7. Yes. All right. Miami of Ohio +7 against Appalachian State. New Mexico State -4 against Fresno State. Texas Tech -4 against Cal. UTSA -13 against Marshall. Troy -8 matched up against Duke. Northwestern +7 playing Utah. And Louisville -7 against USC. My three-leg parlay includes UCLA over Boise, UTSA over Marshall, and Troy over Duke, all for +144, and the upset special, Northwestern over Utah.
All right, I have a few more than seven. In fact, how many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Wow, did not know it was 14. Okay, well, I've got 14. I got Georgia Southern -3 over against Ohio, New Mexico State -4 against Fresno State, UCLA -4 against Boise, UTSA -13 against Marshall, Syracuse -3 against South Florida, UCF -4 versus Texas. A great matchup for the Knights. Really like that one. Troy Duke -45. Duke has everyone offense opting out. Troy's great on defense, the top 15 defense nationally. Air Force +3 against James Madison. Utah State -1 against Georgia State out in Idaho. Utah -7 versus Northwestern. Texas State, which, by the way, TJ Finley, you guys remember that name? Auburn, right? LSU. He's now the quarterback at Texas State, by the way, if you hadn't watched him this year. But Texas State -4 versus Rice. West Virginia -6.5 against UNC. I like that one. Louisville -7 versus USC. And Oklahoma State +3 versus A&M. My parlay, UTSA, UCF, Kansas, West Virginia on the money line +225. And my upset special, give me the Oklahoma State Cowboys over them Aggies from Texas A&M. All right, Charlie, how are we feeling about the bowl picks?
I feel pretty good about these.
Even though you've probably watched about four of these teams play?
We'll see.
I mean, you tell me you haven't watched much Miami, Ohio?
No, I have not.
Not much Marshall?
It's okay. It's just fun to make
it's fun.
It's
college football. It is. It's just makes it fun. Makes it fun. Totally
it
agree.
Starts Saturday,
guys. And we'll be back after Christmas with part two with all the games that you certainly care much more about. We'll have that for you here in about a week and a half or so. But have a great weekend, guys. We appreciate each and every one of you. For Charlie, I'm Tyler. And as always, go Dawgs!